بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The beginning of the month of Muharram marks the beginning of the new Islamic year, 1441. And what's amazing about our calendar is that we end it with a sacred month, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and it starts with another sacred month, the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is special because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given it a title. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to this month as Shahrullah. This is the month of Allah. So from all the sacred months, we know there are four in the year. This is the most sacred. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The best fast that you can observe after the month of Ramadan is the fast that you observe in the month of Muharram. So let us try and observe any time during the month of Muharram. Of course, there are those particular fasts that we keep on the 9th or the 10th and the 10th and the 11th. And by the way, those fasts were obligatory in the earlier stages of Islam. But any time during the month of Muharram, let us try and observe certain fasts, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that after Ramadan, these are the best fasts that you can keep. May Allah grant us understanding.